And now, here's part three of the February 1st, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
But yeah, so there's a chance copyrights could all collapse, and that'd be a great thing for the world's workers. You know, you really want to push a pro-worker system? Get rid of the copyright monopoly and the patent monopoly.
Yeah.
And let the workers
Let's face it. The simple fact is, as you know, we are taught in Econ 101 that monopolies are bad. And yet, the only monopolies that ever function at all are enforced by legally by governments.
And all the ones that are, everybody touts as being wonderful things.
Well, and not only that, I mean, there's never been a monopoly that has succeeded without government help for 10 minutes. That has not, because they don't have the guns to enforce it. When you have guns in the equation, things change. That's the third party. That's the person you don't need.
Yeah, I mean, the worst monopoly system ever created by the railroad barons, the robber baron railroad
people,
would have totally been destroyed the next decade by Henry Ford and the automobile.
No question.
Nothing needed at all. All you had to do was hold your breath.
Exactly right. No question. Same thing with the
AT&T.
AT&T, right, was a monopoly, though. That was government enforced, and they finally had to lift the monopoly in 1983.
And did you notice, actually, I did listen to the rebuttal, and in the Democratic rebuttal, one of their big things was that TR, in his trust-busting initiatives, did the right thing.
Yeah, no,
and they called on Bush to follow his lead.
Oh, my God, yeah, because he's a Republican. Yeah, Teddy. Let me tell you something that's fascinating. When you read about the robber barons, it was, what's her name, that was the muckraker, and I forget her, it just rolled off my tongue. Ida Tarbell.
Yeah.
And that was, the same kind of thing that happened with
Tom's Cabin.
Uncle Tom's Cabin, right. And it was almost a mythology. The simple fact is that the price of kerosene, which is what everybody was using back in those days, had dropped from, like, in 1865 or whenever Rockefeller started refining this stuff, had dropped from 20 or 25 cents down to a nickel. I mean, the fact is that everybody had, it had gotten cheaper and cheaper and cheaper with his bullying, whatever you want to call it. And people talk about it. Well, his illegal wells. Okay. I mean, again, they were contracts. You might say they were coerced, but they really weren't coerced at the point of a gun. What the guy said was, you know, either you do it or I won't send my train out there. You know, you got a choice. And he bought out a bunch of people. The people that were pissed off were the ones that didn't want to sell to him. It was like the lady there near Trump that, you know, was offered millions of dollars to sell her house, and finally she didn't do it. And she ended up staring at, you know, brick walls that are 40 feet tall or something like that. But I mean, that's what you get. You had a choice. In fact, it was reasonably fair, actually up to a point, but even so. So he got kickbacks, and I don't have a problem with any of that as long as you do it without guns involved, because it'll all work itself out. What happened, of course, one of the things that really destroyed Rockefeller, people don't realize this, was when they found the oil in Oklahoma. I mean, that was, you know, he had a monopoly on the Pennsylvania and all that kind of stuff, but suddenly they discovered the Teapot Dome or whatever it was.
Suddenly.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
A new market discovery.
New market, the whole deal, and as the car came on, I mean, other people were doing it, the Wildcatters and everybody else went out there. He couldn't control it. If you just, like you say, held your breath for a couple of years, it would have all taken care of itself. They don't trust, they think they're smarter than the market. It's just phenomenal. I'm done with that.
Yep.
Light notes.
Do it.
Good.
What's next?
We had some light notes music sent in by a listener. That's a big re-roll one time here.
Yeah. I like it.
What do you got there, Jack?
Here we go.
I love it. Good. Good.
Back. I'm bombing you.
That's right.
Back. No, go ahead. Jack, you start on the light notes. Let me pick up mine.
All right.
The only light note I've got is death and destruction bomb blows up. Everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
200,000 people died yesterday. Okay, less light notes.
Okay. Actually, did you see the could X-ray scanners work on the street?
Yes, I did see that, and if they had a picture of it or something.
Yeah, they had pictures of the woman and the man with his package and her boobs.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they had a picture of this thing. It's in like nanometer.
It was
email
like,
it to me.
It was there. Let me tell you, it was like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he went to Mars.
Right, where he's walking through the
Total Recall.
Right.
I mean, it was not quite that good,
but it was not bad.
And they said designed to see guns. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is, let me tell you, this is what I talked about before. Once this surveillance
Cameron,
tool...
Cameron Diaz's guns.
Let me tell you.
I mean...
Yeah, that's right. Bazongas. That's the word for guns. No, the deal is that once you have a tool like this, no pun intended, you can bet that it'll be used for nefarious activities.
No.
Yep. Absolutely,
no,
guaranteed.
Jimmy.
No. Let me tell you, the nicest person in the world, the nicest, most benevolent person, what you can't do is trust the next guy. And I'll tell you, it's going to happen. Everybody's going to have one in their house. Big Brother, it'll be like that Patrick McGee thing that was on PBS for so long called The Prisoner.
Didn't see that. But did you see the James Bond where he had the X-ray glasses where he could look through the thing?
I like that.
That was good. Well, see, that's going to happen.
I'd like to do
so,
that.
So, you know, exactly. So, they're already implementing this apparently in Britain, and
Britain is really they're most spied on people you can imagine. Of course, they said, "Well, we caught the they just arrested like 8 more people.
Right.
They were supposed to go behead somebody, but they caught the ones that blew up that bus. They caught them pretty quickly because of the 912 cameras that were all over the place."
I think what's going to happen is that you're going to have these communities of like weenie people, and then you're going to have communities from like Indiana Jones people. And then, like, the Indiana Jones people are going to be these, you know, the super entrepreneurs going out there, you know, inventing cool stuff all the time. And the weenie people are going to live in these little, like, the Star Trek, whatever, like, the they just don't talk or do much, like the little cages, you know. And that's, they're all happy in the little cage, you know. But I don't think they're going to do much.
All right, so we also got this, you see this, this thing in Amsterdam going on. Now they got a statue that's dedicated to prostitutes around the world.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think it's in the shape of?
Let me see.
Triangle?
A hookah?
It's gonna be a woman, but I thought they should have just had a giant phallic symbol.
Well, we have one here called the George Washington Monument.
Actually, it should be a big U.S. dollar.
Well, I don't know about that. They have whatever they... No,
inside of a garter.
Yeah, there you go. That would be perfect. Well, that's for strippers.
I was thinking it could be like kind of a Blarney Stone type of thing.
A Blarney Stone.
Where you go kiss it.
Right.
It's a licking taste.
Historically, women from around the world make this trek to Mecca.
Well, maybe it could
the
just
largest
be,
maybe phallic symbol in the world.
Well, no, if I were going to do it, I would make it... I would,
the Done Bone.
Yeah. No, what you do is you would have it. It would look sort of like a phallic symbol, except have a whole bunch of holes in it because it'd be a tribute to all the vaginas you could think of. And you could kind of walk up to it and, you know, make your tribute.
Right.
All different sizes.
No, everything. Yeah. Everything. That's right. No, it would be great. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
He's
you know,
a roll,
in Belgium, I think.
DJ Lord just left.
I think it's in Belgium, in Brussels. They've got the statue of the little boy peeing. Have you ever seen that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, they sell. You know, like they sell little statuettes of all that stuff. You know, the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
You know, you can imagine the money that could be made off of this statue.
Yeah.
That is.
Right.
I mean, whoa! And it's like the enhancements. I mean, I'm not. We were talking before about we wanted to put together the Barbie doll. You know, with your stain, you could have the blue dress that you could stain yourself.
Right,
you know, that was years ago.
That was the Lewinsky Barbie edition.
The Lewinsky Barbie. That's right. And we wanted to have a kit that had the Barbie doll and then separate
the
blue dress, and then in a little vial,
refills.
You would have some stain material that you could
and
use.
And you could wash it. Right.
And that's right. That's right. You could do that, and you know, a little DNA tester, whatever. What.
Right.
So anyway, but this would be another entrepreneurial activity. Seems to me to be set up there across from there and sell the little statuettes of the whatever they put up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even be able to, you know, play with it a little bit, so to speak.
So to speak.
Done.
Moving on. Did you see that there are no free rides to outer space? That guy who won his damn galactic 138, you have to report the $138,000 galactic joyride as income, and would owe $25,000 in taxes?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, but here's what I didn't understand.
Come and get it.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'm in outer space.
That's right. I mean,
long as you just didn't disclose your landing site.
Well, not only that, you wouldn't have to tell them until you basically you would. you wouldn't have to pay until you actually collected, it seems to me.
I'd do the strip and go naked, man. I'd sign everything over to my family and
that's
whatever else.
Oh, no question. Know, can you imagine if you had, as you and I both know, we've been on the Concorde and would have paid double if I could have, you know, to go. Because it can't be done anymore.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, if I want a trip to outer space, no, you're right. I would own nothing. And I would be in outer space, maybe in, I would have
astronaut Doan and proudly in his
skivvies, except for the, and a rented space suit has shot off.
That he got on eBay.
No, that's not right. Yeah, he got on eBay. Right, exactly.
But yeah, but I didn't understand this part in here where they were talking about giving these people checks to try to cover for, like the Branson gig.
Yeah, no, what they do is they do on sometimes when you win a prize of $100,000, they figure the taxes. They say that the taxes are $40,000. They'll give you another check for $40,000 to cover the taxes. The problem is
you still get taxed.
You get taxed on that, right? Exactly. No, that's right.
And it's like 50%.
It's 40%. Right. Yeah, whatever.
And then they give you another check.
Yeah, no. If you do the math, no, that's right. If you do the math, it's an infinite amount of money. I don't know what the asymptotic value is. No, I do know, but I mean, when you think about it, it's one of those questions they ask. If you bounce a ball and it bounces half as high each time, when does it stop? And of course, it's never.
Right.
Supposedly. But
well, I mean, that's the whole point. They can't ever give him enough money to cover it. Because again, he's going to get taxed on that as a gift income.
That's right.
So.
Well, at some point, that finally gets down to the $10,000. You're allowed to give $10,000 to anybody in 1 year.
Oh.
Free. Tax-free.
I think they might be changing.
Maybe they'll have to give him a.
Yeah, they're supposed to double that, I think.
All right, so this isn't a happy note, but there's a happy ending note. So you hear about this, this chihuahua, the frozen chihuahua? Remember, not too long ago, we had the duck in the freezer.
The duck, right.
And now we got the chihuahua in the freezer.
No way.
Yeah, apparently police, you know, some kids were robbing a house, whatever, and I guess while they were robbing the house, they decided to put the barking chihuahua in the freezer.
That's what I would have done. Made sense to me.
Kevin, you know, and the police raid the place, and they arrest everybody, and then they happened to open the freezer and found a
They get probation for the burglary and 5 years for the animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So it's a happy ending, and of course, cute little chihuahua, and he lives.
He lives, really?
He was just cold.
I'll bet.
In fact, that refrigerator duck dodged death again.
Yeah, they were operating on
the
duck.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So he had to go through surgery. They put him on, and then he had to.
Can you imagine the money you spent on the God? I mean, think about it. This is some stray duck. I mean, money. Cost-benefit analysis. It must be $50,000 spent on this duck.
A little gravy and some wild rice, and it would have
They talk about the money that you spent on this. It's a duck, for God's sakes. Yeah. And it's supposed to be dead.
It was a ringneck duck.
You can bet on that.
Ringneck
duck.
What else we got? Then we'll wrap this.
I got this one. This town tells immigrants that they cannot kill women.
No.
Yeah. We just want to clarify that.
Oh, no.
But if you want to we have this part of town that if you want to go to. Yeah. Right,
is that down here in Micanopy?
It's in Ottawa, Quebec.
Oh, yeah. In Quebec, that's in French land.
They got a self-serve cemetery.
They welcome all the immigrants, but I can't, you know, say, I just like the headline. They had to tell the immigrants, you can't. Now, I know you want to. Okay.
Here, it's illegal to kill your woman.
In fact, the declaration states that they are allowed to drive.
No habla inglés. No habla inglés.
No, that's.
Dance naked, write checks.
Really?
Yeah, dress
that's
how they
scary.
Want, work, and even own property.
No,
so before you move here, this is just how we do it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I don't have a problem with that. As long as you lay out the rules ahead of time, no problem.
That's the point. So,
you hear about the Russian babies? The nurses over in Russia, babies were crying too much. They taped their mouth shut.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now we were talking about that on your.
Because national.
It doesn't
outrage.
Work quite as good as stapling, but.
No.
Oh. Yeah, or sew them like they do with the shrunk.
Super glue actually is a nice medium.
But again, a happy ending. They saved the babies, so the children are okay.
Well, this is one of the things that we were talking about here earlier before the show.
And thin.
We wanted your. we want, you know, you can write to the Jimmy Doane Show and get the mug, of course, if you make it, and you can get it shipped actually to you.
Right.
We'll put your name on it, but we'll ship it to you for a donation. I'll actually box it up and everything with no donation with your name on it.
Right.
But if you actually want it, of course, you can send us a donation with the full realization that $6.30 an hour actual cost
to ship it.
Plus a handling charge of $42.
A fondling charge.
Right. That's right. No, but the other thing was that we'll send you the get out of jail free card.
That's right. We got new get out of jail. And even better, which I really like, we will give you $1 billion.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Now, unfortunately, we were going to use this. We were trying to buy some land down in the Caribbean, but for some reason, they didn't honor this money.
You got to go island to island.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it does have an actual justice on it,
which gives it all legitimacy in the world.
It has a serial number. It looks great. And so if you want $1 billion, please email us at jimmy@jimmydone.com.
And we'll send you a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Now, the other thing and $1 billion to help pay your bail.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can use this to help pay your bail. Ask for change.
Absolutely.
You know, and if they give you change, tell us, because we want to go there, too. Now, the other thing is that I find interesting is that we talked about, speaking of taping their mouth shut. On your neck, did you say on your next get out of jail free cards or the ones that you hand to the police? It's the card that you hand to the police when they arrest you. Now, what we want to do on the back of that was to have it a peel off.
Right.
Peel off on the back.
Down to the end, you peel it off and you stick that over your mouth.
That's right. We were going to put a little roll of duct tape with each one, but we figured this would be easier. Because it'll be perfect, and of course, then they can read. Of course, most of your clients probably put it on upside down. But anyway, they'll read it. It'll say, "I'm not talking," or "Call my lawyer," something like that. But the bottom line is, the reason we came up with this was the obvious reason that how many times they read you, they Mirandize you to beat the band, they holler, "Do you understand?" And you say yes, and then they go and confess.
It's amazing.
This is the stupidest thing.
If I could include a pill with each of my cards that disabled the talking ability of my clients for 24 hours or 48 or
you
a
have
month
a lot
something.
Fewer convictions.
Yeah, I tell you, just if you have the right to remain silent.
Okay, I understand I have to remain silent, but let me just tell you this, okay?
I wasn't doing anything, and it was all...
Alright, well, let's wrap it up.
That's it,
let's
I'm call done. It.
That was a good show.
That was a good show, I like it.
As always, jimmy@jimmydone.com.
That's right, send us email.
Remember, listen to us, check us out, email us,
donation. I would like to see also, if we can, it'd be interesting to find out if we can set another record next month, even though the month is 3 days shorter.
Hey, we can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're on iTunes. If you just tell your friends.
Yeah, we have found out that people are telling their friends. What's interesting is when I look on the one little place that we do get to sample, we'll see a yes, somebody has done a repeat from a particular city, and then suddenly we'll see like 10 new timers.
Keep telling your friends. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday coming up. You know, go football teams, whatever.
Yeah, actually, I think I
got it. Go football teams!
I mean, I don't care. Chicago,
let me ask you. 3/4 of the people are going to watch the Super Bowl for what reason?
The ads! That's what we're doing. We're doing a special Jimmy Doan ad win.
Oh, that's right.
Go back and listen to our last year's. It was pretty strong.
That was really great. And listen, by the way, if you'll send us $2.6 million, we can probably put a 30-second ad on, or we won't.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to mention last week, we have a Lindsay Lohan update from rehab. She says she mixes McDonald's and sex.
Well, the Miss America's back out of rehab, too.
Oh, yeah?
She's back, Miss Kentucky, or whatever.
Maybe if they were in rehab together, she wouldn't miss
it. She did 31 days, said, "I'm a reformed woman."
Lindsay's having a hard time without the Big Mac and the Big Mac.
Well, speaking of rehab and and eating food, did you have something you wanted to share?
No. Chatterbox.
Here's a chatterbox.
Will you shut the hell up?
She's got this article.
Just shut the hell up. Stop talking so much, Laura.
She's just out of control, man.
We're always having to edit her out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we get what we pay for. So.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You get what you pay for, folks. See ya next time.
Thanks for listening.